mentioned Lisa Wilkinson, the co-host of Channel 9's Today show, a couple of times today. Yesterday morning, she said that if you are a parent and if you give a child under the age of 5 an iPad, you are crazy. That's her word, not mine. Lisa Wilkinson went on to say that by the time they're 14, they'll be completely and utterly addicted to their screens. They'll have no social skills. This is the most stupid thing I've ever heard. I mean, the iPad to me is just the modern version of the television. Yes, if you spend 10 hours a day watching TV, or indeed 10 hours a day as a child playing on an iPad, you probably will be a bit socially awkward. But there is a thing called parenting, Lisa, where you can control how much a young child does on an iPad. Joining us on the line is technology and parenting expert and author of Raising Your Child in a Digital World, Christy Goodwin. Good evening.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good, thank you. But I'm a bit worried. I did allow my daughter to use an iPad before she was 5 years old. Am I crazy?
No, look, this is a very polarising topic. The whole idea of raising what I call screenagers is really, you know, a topic that is not black and white.
Screenager? I haven't heard that before.
Screenager. Yeah, I like
that.
You've got a screenager? And look, we're facing, as modern parents, we're facing so many digital dilemmas. You know, we had analog childhoods and all of a sudden we're raising kids who are having digitalized childhoods. So we're trying to figure this out on the fly. But I think that the claims that Lisa's made are alarmist and they're causing a lot of unnecessary angst. And, you know, in reality, they're totally unpractical for a lot of parents, so not realistic at all.
Well, at the kindergarten my daughter went to, I mean, age 5, they actually were required to do some stuff on iPads there. So in Lisa Wilkinson's world, that wouldn't be allowed either, would it?
That's right. And what I call complete digital abstinence is not realistic. You know, our kids will inherit a digital world, and whether we love it or loathe it, part of our responsibility is to teach our young children how to form healthy relationships with technology. So we need to be using it with them early on and showing them the best ways to do it.
Everybody's different, but we've decided that an hour a day, and it's either TV or iPad or all of one or all the other, but total screen time for us is now an hour a day. To you, this is for a child is almost 7. Does that seem about right?
Absolutely. And if we were to follow our government guidelines here in Australia, the recommendations for our 5 to 12-year-olds is for 1 to 2 hours of total screen time a day. Now, I don't necessarily always endorse our government guidelines. I think, you know, using time as a metric is a little bit simplistic. We need to also look beyond just the how much. We also need to be closely look at what they're doing with the screen. When are they using the screen? You know, is it before school? Is it before sleep? And how they're using it? You know, there's huge risks if kids aren't using it the right way for their eyesight, their posture, and their musculoskeletal development. So that sounds spot on to me, that hour a day. But whatever parents establish, they need to establish a boundary, and then the tricky part is obviously enforcing it.
Now, final question. I mean, Lisa Wilkinson's making this claim. She says if a 5-year-old uses an iPad, then by the time they're 14, they'll be utterly addicted to their screens. They'll have no social skills. iPads haven't been around that long. How can she possibly know this?
And you're spot on there. There's absolutely no longitudinal research whatsoever to prove that, you know, early introduction of screens will lead to addiction. I think we've all seen it. You know, kids become digitally dependent very quickly and very early on. So we need to be really careful about dunking them in the digital world too early on. But I think that her claims suggesting that they will cause your child to be addicted aren't founded in any research that I'm aware of. And not realistic. You know, it just comes back to what you said earlier on, enforcing those boundaries and being consistent with them.
Thank you, Christy. Christy Goodwin, technology and parenting expert and author of Raising Your Child in a Digital World. Well, fancy that. Someone who chats on the TV for a living might not actually know what they're talking about. Oh,